Good afternoon, everyone. So happy to have you with us on Local Matters for a Friday. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen of Living Hope Church. Pastor Ron, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Dwight. Here it is, Friday again, man. What an awesome time to record and just unpack some truth here.
That's
Dwight.
Right. And we just so, as we mention almost every week, this is enjoyable.
It is.
This is so much fun. Because you can't, even as we sit here in front of these microphones, you can't talk about these things and separate and meditate these things and think about them as we're discussing these scriptures. It elevates your own faith.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds you of who you are, what you have, and what you can do because Christ in you is the hope of glory.
I'll tell you, I get excited thinking about this, Dwight. I mean, it is. It's such a thrill to come and share the Word of God and unpack this truth. You know, we've been on this verse. We were on this verse last week of Matthew 6:33 about seeking the kingdom first.
Yeah.
And we kind of debated about whether we should continue again on it, but I think we should. I think there's so much truth in here. You know, we've talked about, Christians getting their butts in the right places.
Yeah.
And when you think about this but here, Dwight, he's talking about everything before this.
Yes.
And, you know, in this fat passage, I had a guy ask me one time, he said, Pastor Ronnie, said, if Jesus said to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and he said, don't be anxious for nothing, and he said, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth or whatever, he said, am I sinning if I have a retirement account? I said, no. I said, don't look at it that way. That's not what he's talking about. I mean, we all should have savings accounts and life insurance and things like that because we don't know what's going to happen. It's not so much maybe our hearts, but what somebody else would do.
Yeah.
You know, what might come our way that we might not be aware of. And so, you know, when he's talking about seeking the kingdom first, Dwight, he's not talking about you have to. And you know, so many people have this concept: if you seek the kingdom first, then you have to just lay it. You can't have anything worldly. I mean, you couldn't have a TV. You can't go to the movies. You can't play cards. You can't do anything. You can't have any fun because God's kingdom is not fun.
Can't go to a ball game.
Couldn't go to a ball game.
Now you're going to meddling now.
Couldn't eat ice cream. Couldn't eat. But you know, Dwight, that is so far removed from what Jesus is trying to teach you.
Absolutely.
He's not saying we can't enjoy life because if he said that, then it would be a contradiction of what Paul said to 1 Timothy. I mean, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul said that God has given us richly all things to enjoy. Well, if God's given us richly all things to enjoy, there's nothing wrong with having a boat. There's nothing wrong with going to the ball game. There's nothing wrong with going to the movies. It's not that we shouldn't do those things. It's that we should prioritize those things. I know there are ministries right here in the Upper Cumberland area. Thank God for our community. But I'll tell you, there are ministries right here in this area, Dwight, that have fishing ministries working in their church.
Yeah.
I mean, they have, I know one ministry has a club where they go shooting. They do a shooting range and they do things like that. And what a better way to seek first the kingdom of God. Do that together. Do that with a group of men or a group of ladies. Our ladies at church are always doing something. You know, they've got some plans for this coming Christmas. And the thing that we have to realize when Jesus was saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God, he wasn't saying you couldn't live life.
So what someone said, you couldn't to be so heavenly minded, you know it's good.
Boy,
yeah.
What a word.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that happens a lot of times. People do get so heavenly minded. You know, as a Christian, we should be able to be in any environment and be comfortable. Because we're not basing our right standing on our performance. Our righteousness is a gift from God. That's part of the kingdom of God that we're seeking here, you know. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Both but and are conjunctions that tie that sentence together. So he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So when we're in any type of environment, we should be at rest. There should be peace there. Do we have all the answers? No. Do we know everything? No, but we know the person who does. We know God. We have him as our source, him as our life. When we're seeking the kingdom of first, Dwight, it has such a magnificent impact on our lives that the Lord put this verse here for that reason. He wanted it to.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking, my image of God is if he's about to jump out of heaven on me and hit me with a ball bat if I get out of line just a little bit. But as we study the Word, I mean, Jesus said, "I have come that they might have life, L-I-F-E, Zoe, God kind of life. We're not God, but he said, I want you to have the kind of life that God wants you to have, and that they might have it. Oh. Not have it, not just it just dip your stick your toe in and out of it, but have it, possess it, and have it, life, God kind of life, more abundantly. And I like that word abundantly because as I study that word, it means with advantage beyond measure. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of life that God wants us to have and to enjoy. He wants us to get up every day looking forward to the day. I mean, looking forward to what we do. Not just say, oh, it's me, Lord, it's another day. But he wants us to, that way, if we're doing that, we can better be ambassadors for him.
Yes. And Dwight, I want our listeners to hear this today. If you are listening to us today, seek this kingdom of God first. Put it first in life. Get your family up this weekend. Get them in a house of God somewhere. We are blessed in this community with great worship centers and great places. Get them in a house of God. Seek the kingdom first. It will make a difference in your life.
Absolutely. Amen. And we're so glad you're with us. This is Local Matters for Friday afternoon. We're unpacking truth. Specifically, we are looking at Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And we've talked about the ye last week. You got to personalize it, but let's elaborate more, Pastor, on this. Okay, kingdom of God.
Wow.
Books have been written on this phrase. You know, volumes have been written on this thing. But okay, if we establish, yes, I need to do this, as opposed to putting everything else as a priority above it, and I need to do it first. But what is exactly? How do we kick the tires on? How do we define? How do we look at this kingdom of God? Okay. What is it that we're seeking?
You know, Jesus prayed a very important prayer in Matthew chapter 6. He prayed, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And, you know, I have a lot of people say, how could you be so arrogant to say you know the will of God? No. I'm not. The word of God is the will of God.
Yeah.
What God's word says, how Jesus functioned in life. You know, Dwight, Jesus never turned away one person from healing. Not one person. Every time someone came to him for healing, he healed them. He never, there are 5,000 people. He fed them. I mean, when we look at these scriptures, we have to realize, obviously then, that must be the heart and the will of God. When you look at the Word of God and you see how Jesus functioned among men and women, he never rejected a sinner. He never rejected someone. He always accepted people, loved them, tried to help improve their lives. When we say that, what we're saying is the kingdom of God is a demonstration. Jesus came to model what the kingdom of God was supposed to be. And you know, he raised the dead, he healed the sick, he multiplied the loaves and the fishes, he told Peter where to go to get his tax money. I mean, he told them where to cast the net to catch the fish. So, and they were fishermen, so that was their business. I mean, you look all through the scripture, Jesus is right there helping, comforting, teaching, training, equipping, loving, forgiving, healing. I mean, and when we talk about that, that's what the kingdom of God is manifested in our lives, that he wants us to be extensions of him in the earth today.
And that's not to say, that there won't sometimes come along that are challenging, that what we may call desert experiences. Sometimes in my own life, I brought them on myself by sin and making wrong decisions. Sometimes there have been things that I can't control, had no control over. That's not to say that it's going to always be a tiptoe through the tulips.
No.
But it is to say that the kingdom of God is in us, and we are fully equipped to, by his power, by his grace, by his ability working through us to help us do things we can't do on our own, we're equipped to handle it, and we can be happy in the middle of it.
Amen.
We can have peace. It's okay to be happy while God's working out a problem
there
for you.
There you go.
And not put it off and say, well, I'll be happy when I get this bill paid or get this kid raised or when this arm stops. No. Paul said, I have learned to be content in whatever state I'm in.
Yep. And I'll tell you, Dwight, that's the key, seeking the kingdom. And Dwight, I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, it doesn't mean you're not going to have any problems. But the question is, are we reacting to the problems, the trials, the tests, or are we responding to God?
Wow.
You know, we need to learn to respond to God. And how would God, what would Jesus do in this situation? What would Jesus say? How would he react? What would he do? So when we think about the kingdom of God, these are things that we realize are part of the kingdom of God. Of course, you know, we can't touch all that, but we're talking about the kingdom of God.
And you know, why would he say, I mean, I'm thinking about this verse arises in my thinking, Pastor Ron, and it said, he said, above all, I want you to prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Yes.
I mean, that is the will of God for our lives. Well, let's take a little break.
All right, we'll take a break.
We'll be back in a moment. This is Local Matters.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue, across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Hey, we're back on Local Matters. Happy to have you along this Friday afternoon. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen. Pastor Ron, I'll tell you, I'm just kicking it in high gear now.
I know. We really are.
Really? We're looking at the words of Jesus that he spoke. He spoke these words in the Sermon on the Mount. And it was, and I like what I heard one minister say. It was Jesus went out at the beginning of his ministry, Pastor Ron, and he preached his sermon. His disciples heard it. The crowds heard it. And the title of that particular sermon was Truth on Display. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget where I was when I heard it. Truth on, and then he preached about relationship. He covered a lot of ground in the Sermon on the Mount. That's why a lot of people call it the greatest sermon ever preached. He talked about relationship with men, relationship with God, prioritizing your life, on and on and on. And then he went out the next 3 years, and he lived it out in front of them. So he said, "Here, I'm telling you guys, here's what you do." And then he went out and did it, so they could watch him do it, and he could teach them how to do it. And so we come to the near the close of that, in chapter 6 of Matthew, verse 33, and he's saying, "Here's about prioritizing, about how to live the best life you can have, how to have the best quality of life, probably the best quantity of life." He says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." And we spend a lot of time just talking about what that is, what the kingdom of God is, and how to prioritize
that way.
You know,
Dwight, if we're seeking the kingdom of God first, you know, one of the greatest aspects that I found of the kingdom of God is God's integrity.
Yeah.
You know, God's not wishy-washy like our emotions are and like the world is, and culture switches and changes, and one day one thing's a sin, the next day it's not. And, you know, he's constant. God is just one. I think Hebrews 13:5 or verse 8, one of those says that Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so when we think about the kingdom of God, Dwight, really, if you look at that, it is the only constant thing on the planet. And Jesus is basically saying, seek the expansion of the constant. Seek the expansion of something that's stable. Seek the expansion of something that will govern your mind, your soul. You know, you brought up that verse earlier, I will that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Prosper two things. Prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And Dwight, how much now? I mean, I know you've talked a lot about stress. You've got your book that's awesome on that. But how much of our lives is the health problems, the financial problems caused by stress? When he said in 1 John, this is another opinion of God now, that if we put it first, see, we're seeking the kingdom first. He said, I wish that you would prosper and be in health, as your soul prospers, as your mind, will, and emotion prosper. Well, if we will let our mind be governed by the Word of God, His opinions about life, you know, we go all the way from the Garden of Eden where Adam sinned. We go through the law with Moses. We come to Jesus at Calvary, and we come to His resurrection. Then we're looking for the return of the Lord, which then He'll set up the millennial kingdom, a 1,000-year reign, and then we will forever dwell with the Lord. You know, when you think about the big picture of that, why should I worry? I love the song, you know, why should I fret? Why should I fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. If we will lean on that and look at God's perspective of this entire thing, Dwight, that is seeking the kingdom first, and it will cause us to be in a lot of peace.
You know, I come back to that definition. I can't remember if I mentioned this week or last week, is that in the kingdom of God, God's way of doing and God's way of being.
Yes.
Yes, it's following the instructions of God in doing, but it's evolving toward being.
Yes.
It's not just become
That's
something
so good,
that we
Dwight.
Do. It's that second nature, that new creature, mm-hmm. that temple of the Holy Spirit, that Christ in us, the hope of glory that's in us, as we start acting and reacting and speaking, not in a holier-than-thou way, not in a, you know, better than you are, or you know, self-righteous
That's
kind of
religion.
Thing.
That's religion.
But because that new creature, because, you know, the truth of God is bigger than any fact in our life, mm-hmm. and we start to live out of that. And so we start to act and react differently. We don't. You mentioned it a while ago. We don't. When a problem comes along, and they will. You know, I'm not prophesying that over anybody, but they will. Then we don't say, well, I'm just worried sick about that. Mm-mm,
no.
We think about, okay, this word of God says, hey, don't take those thoughts, because when you take those, it doesn't say the thoughts won't come. It says we don't have to take them.
Yeah.
Because when they take that thought, the King James says, it doesn't add one cubit to what you, it doesn't ever do any mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't ever add anything to the situation. It certainly doesn't solve the problem. But as that word of God, as we're seeking that kingdom more and more, and that word of God rises up in us, then we start to think about a verse in Isaiah, maybe, that says, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts thee. That's what seeking the kingdom
of
God is about.
You know, Dwight, that, you're absolutely right. That very next verse there says, take therefore no thought for the morrow. You know, and in the preceding verses, he told us what it means to take a thought. It means to say it. You just said there, I'm just worried to death.
Yeah.
I'm dying to go. Well, my back is killing me.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody gets the flu, it'll be me. You know, think about how many times we take thought by speaking death.
Yeah.
Speaking death. That just tickles me to death.
Yeah.
Think about all the words people are saying negatively and speaking over themselves. And right along with seeking the kingdom first and his righteousness, Jesus told us not to take thought. Don't take a thought. And he gave us instruction preceding that. He said, you take a thought by saying it. You take hold of that thought by saying it. Why in the world would we say, I'm dying to go? Why can't we just say, I'm really looking forward to going?
Yeah.
Why can't we say, I'm thrilled about going? I'm excited about going. Why do we have to say, I'm dying to go?
Bring death. And, you know, the more we speak, the more life we give it. I don't ever want to be a word police. I don't want to hop on, because I've been there, done that mm-hmm. myself, and find myself from time to time still slipping up. Mm-hmm. But I was in the presence of someone the other day, and I thought, it just flew in the face of what Jesus said. My silences always act up in October.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, just because something's attacking my body, they don't mind. I don't have an equity position in them. I don't own them. They're not mine. If I keep telling myself that they're mine, mm-hmm. then my subconscious mind says, okay, they're yours.
Yeah.
Our subconscious mind receives everything as truth.
Yeah.
And then it listens, and whether it's truth or not.
Yeah.
And particularly what's coming out of our mouth. And it works to bring forward what we're saying. So if I say they're mine, and then they always act up in October, then that we're prone to have our sinus problem in October.
And you know what? This is just a small aspect of what we're talking about in seeking the kingdom first. When you seek the kingdom first, you will not speak death over your life.
No.
You will not speak that, well, if anybody has a car wreck, it'll be me.
Yeah.
You know, I went to a funeral recently, and I was standing at the coffin with this family, and somebody standing there at the coffin pointed at that guy in the coffin and said, I'll be next.
Oh.
I'll be next. I'll be, and I mean, standing there healthy as a horse, you know, and yeah. I'll be next. It's like, see, that's where people are not prioritizing the kingdom. They don't understand the value of their own words. They don't understand the value of life. But see, if we're seeking the kingdom of God, the value of our words are priority.
Yeah.
The value of what we say are priority. What do we say about our lives? What are we saying about ourselves? That's just a small aspect of the kingdom of God.
That's part of it, yeah.
When we're seeking the kingdom, it is there's so many variables here in regard to when we say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You know, you're going to be the first one to forgive. You're going to be the first one to give. You're going to be the first one to want to serve and help other people. So this expansion of the kingdom of God is something that God's put in our hearts to do, and we can do that.
We're glad you're with us this Friday afternoon. This is Local Matters. I'm your host, Dwight Henry, along with Pastor Ron Allen, unpacking truth, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And you know, that's what we are, that's really what we're here for.
Yes.
And I find that the more of God's word that I get down, what we call in my heart, not mm-hmm. just information, because you said earlier, Pastor Ron, that God's word is his will.
Mm-hmm.
God's
yes.
word is his will. You want to know the will of God? See the word yeah. of God. That's where his will is made you know, manifest before us. And the more that word that's in us, and we act out of that, and we react out of that, and we speak out of that, and we live out of that, the better our life's going to be, and the better we're going to be able to advance the kingdom while we're on the earth.
And about once you begin to gain the concepts of the word, it's the wisdom of God. And think about what did the wisdom of God do for Solomon?
Yeah,
it made him the wealthiest man in the world. You know, you think about what does the wisdom of God do, and something that you cannot do, you cannot continually violate the wisdom of God and expect to have these things added to you. You know, you can maybe work hard and get those things, but what I've observed over time is those things begin to take precedent. They begin to take a higher goal place in your mind. They begin to take a priority in your life. They begin to move you away from God. And once they do, I've seen they crumble. Those houses, unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. So Jesus is telling us here, one way to protect our home is to seek his kingdom first.
Yeah.
We're protecting our lives. You know, it will protect every aspect of our lives if we seek the kingdom of God first. And that is seeking righteousness, peace, and joy, or as you said earlier, God's way of thinking and doing things. You know, that's seeking the kingdom first.
And then as we do that, and then that last phrase we touched on a little bit last week, and then all these things
yes.
will be added.
Yes.
All the things are within the confines of the kingdom of God. And I think it's Dr. Jim Richards, and I've heard you quote him before, he said the most unbelieved verse in the Bible is the verse that says, we are complete in him.
Yep.
You know, if we build our life and act and react and speak and think with the word of God in our heart, the way he instructs us to, we are destined to have the best life we can have.
Yes.
And not without hills and not without maybe some valleys, not without struggle sometimes, but knowing that we are equipped by his grace to deal with everything. And we are complete and within the confines of that kingdom.
You know, Dwight, in my years of ministry, I've observed some people that have gone through some great tragedy, trials, and struggles. And I've seen them operate the kingdom of God in the middle of that and be overcomers through it. You know, it's not the fact that if you have faith, you're never going to have problems. I mean, Jesus had faith, but he was out in the middle of a storm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. It means, what are you going to do in the middle of those problems? Are you going to fall apart like a $2 suitcase? or are you going to seek the kingdom first in the middle of those problems? You know, Dwight, there's a time when you have to pull yourself away when you have problems and trials and troubles, and seek God and ask his wisdom and ask him to give you light and insight into what to do, because I don't know, you're like me, I don't know what to do all the time. But
you know, we got a couple minutes left on this particular show, and so people are listening and maybe they've heard both these shows on Matthew 6:33 that we've talked about prioritizing, and they say, okay, Pastor, and I get maybe putting you on the spot a little bit here, but say, okay, it's in my heart. I want to do that. What are some specific steps, just in the last couple of minutes we mm-hmm. have? What can we do on a begin today or tomorrow on a practical, two or three things that we can do to put into our lives to put us in a position of more and more seeking the kingdom of God?
Well, Dwight, the first thing is accepting Christ as your Savior.
Exactly.
You know, that's the first thing. If you haven't ever accepted Christ as your Savior, the Scripture says if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and you confess that he is your Lord, you will be saved. So if you believe that God raised him from the dead, then the only next step you need to do is to confess him with your mouth. Of course, we believe people ought to follow through and be baptized in water. That's a command. That's a biblical part of it. But then find a local church. Find that local church. Get connected where you can start being trained and equipped and hear the word of God, and then start serving. You know, people get serving ahead of being trained and equipped to serve. And so those are the three priorities of seeking the kingdom first: accepting Christ into your life, finding a local church, finding your place of service. You know, those things will promote the kingdom of God. Of course, prayer life, Bible study, all that, it'll begin to promote those things more and more in your life. You begin to be quick quick to forgive at home. You'll be quick to give. You'll be operating in kingdom principles before you even know it if you put those priorities first.
And it will lead to a life that is not always easy, but a life that is the best life. Best life now.
And that's what the Lord wants.
For here and for eternity.
Here and eternity, boy. Ooh,
good stuff, buddy.
Man, I'll tell you what, Dwight, we sure picked a good verse this week.
And we are sure glad that you could join us. Join us same time next week for Local Matters.